This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
All right, Deshaun Watson's press conference. The last point I thought was interesting, especially knowing that he's been a quarterback that's been on a team that was 0-3 and made the playoffs to start the season. So I think he's right. It's a good thing this thing's falling apart in here. I think he's right on a lot of things that he said, especially the running part of the game and for him. And I cringe when I see a designed running play for him. I think about his injury. I think about him getting hurt. And, you know, when it doesn't bother me when he's trying to extend a play, especially when he's successful in extending the play. But the designed run, and I'm glad he said that right there at the end, like, I think Kevin realizes he's coming back from injury. They didn't hire him to be a runner. They hired him to be a guy that can throw the ball and perhaps extend plays. And if he needs to run, okay. But you talk about, like, the biggest play of the second half was his run. And if that's where you're at, then you know you're probably in trouble.
I thought it was interesting that he said, "I am not trying to take any hits." Let's talk about that.
Let's do that. We'll come back. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan, 216-474-0092. Buckeyes and Michigan State Saturday. Andrew Siciliano will be calling that game on Peacock, and he was with us today at 10:40. We also talked to Chris Rose today. You heard Kevin Stefanski's press conference, and you just heard Deshaun Watson's press conference. So we keep you covered when it comes to what's going on with not only the Browns, but the Guardians. We talked a little bit about last night where they were able to take advantage of making it as one of the top two seeds in the American League. And we'll see how things play out for the rest of the year. But all of those things available on the Baskin and Phelps podcast from today. Jeff, we heard from Deshaun, and you had a point you were making as we went to break.
I thought it was interesting to hear him talk about running the ball. And I don't disagree with him at all. He said, "I'm not trying to take any hits." I don't blame him, because he's taken a lot of hits in his career. And again, he's not built like Lamar Jackson, even though Lamar lost some weight and he's leaner. He's not built like Josh Allen. You know, Deshaun is not that thick of a football player. And he said he's not trying to run the ball. Only issue there is this. Sometimes you might need to move out of that pocket a little bit more, Andy, just to, you know, get yourself some space. That doesn't mean you're trying to run the ball. He clearly can make plays with his feet and clearly is mobile enough to get out of the pocket and do some things and buy some time. But, you know, he talked about getting rid of the ball earlier. Didn't really say, "I have to." Said it depends on this and this and this and this and this. Okay. Bottom line, you better get rid of the ball faster or you're going to get hit. But that's been the story of his career.
So you know what he'll say to you?
He takes a lot of sacks.
He'll come back and say, "Nobody else is in the meeting room. We know the reads." And what else did he actually say?
The plays aren't designed for him to get hit.
I see the game not the way the fans see it.
I know, but the plays aren't designed for him to get hit.
I would agree with you on that. But he doesn't seem to want to. I don't either say it today or just verbalize it or just understand. I don't. If he came out and said, "You know what, guys, I'm watching this offense. I think I see what a lot of people see in this, and I normally don't." I'm not saying that he needs to address outside noise, but I mean, he's got to say, you know, they're going to have these kind of injuries to the offensive line, he's going to have to tweak his game. I don't see any other way. And it doesn't sound like he's about to do that. At least that's the way he sounded today. Yeah, do you agree or disagree?
Well, it sounded that way, didn't it?
that he's not going to tweak his game. So just expect.
You're interpreting something on that, and I would interpret it the same way.
Okay.
Based on what I heard him say, I don't know if it's fair for us to interpret what he said.
We're all rooting for him to be successful.
Without question.
But I think sometimes, again, you don't want to be the emperor that's not wearing any clothes. I can't see this offense surviving with him as the starting quarterback the same way. And if it is, I just don't see a lot of positive results if that's what's going to happen. And going back to the beginning of the show, if things aren't going the right way, you're financially and organizationally committed to him to being the quarterback. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show you're going to watch, because he's en route to being sacked 90 times this year. So something has to change. I mean, this isn't, you know, whether you're a fan or you're a quarterback or you're, you know, the greatest mind in the history of the game, everybody knows that if your quarterback ends up on his back 90 times, and that's not even talking about, you know, rushing the quarterback or putting pressure on the quarterback.
Or hits.
Yeah, or just taking a little bit of a hit where there's no flag, no sack. That something has to change. And you've got to adapt or die, right? Isn't that what it is? Harvey is in.
Adapt or get hurt, and you don't play anymore.
Harvey is in Los Angeles. Hi, Harvey.
Hey,
Harvey.
Hi, guys. You know what? You guys, everything you say about the team, I agree with 100%. My question is this. We know that the line is bad. We got that. They're working on that. Now, let's talk about Deshaun. You guys talk baseball all the time, and you have a starting pitcher that pitches okay for a couple of innings, and then you see he's not doing well, so you take him out and put in a reliever. Isn't it, based on what we have with the line and stuff, time to put in a reliever to see how they could do? And then you can always go back to them.
Harvey, I have said that since the first day we went on the air. I totally agree with that. Teams are just so reluctant to do that. What you want to tell me that in week one, when Dallas was all over the Browns, at the end of the game, you couldn't have put Jameis Winston in at the end? Just to protect Deshaun, and they wouldn't even do that.
Listen, I think DTR can play as well as Deshaun right now. Okay, and I don't understand it. I know it's ego, I guess. Everything you've said about Deshaun, it's water under the bridge. He's got his money. That's okay. Everything's okay. But what do we do today, right now? Everything else is moot. I don't understand it. I know Winston.
It's a hard watch. It's a very hard watch right now. It is. I think anyone will tell you that.
Well, look, thank you very much for taking my call.
Appreciate it.
And I'm a 74 Kent grad.
Ooh.
Just remember, 133 out of 133 Division I teams, we are proud.
Thank you, Harvey.
That is right, Harvey. We're in a select group.
What are we in? The group of what, then?
133.
Yeah. Nelson is in Lakewood. Hello, Nelson.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Hi, Nelson.
You are trying to figure this out.
I know. I'm pretty psyched. I'm going to my first Gardo's game tonight. I'm pretty excited.
Ever?
But like for this season. So I'm kind of psyched about it.
Have a chance to wrap up the Ohio Cup.
Didn't we win it last night?
No, you tied it. But it's not going anywhere. I mean, you can just flat out win it tonight.
Bring
out the champagne.
Woo. Yeah, did you get duped by the AI pictures, by the way?
Last night I did. I looked at it last night and said, what are they doing? Like, I'm like, what? And then they had the champagne, and I thought, and then I was told this morning that maybe the champagne was real, but then it's not real, and now we all found out that it was all. How about there was a story in Cincinnati, I think it was Cincinnati Inquirer, just ripping, or at least taking note of what the T-shirt said, believing that it was real, too.
I wonder if AI can come up with a power hitter who can hit about 330 as well.
I know. Junkinski Noel is struggling a little bit, but Manzardo is like picking it up, so I'm excited. But anyways,
have fun.
You know, guys, is it me? Is it me or does Deshaun look completely like, I don't know, disengaged or disconnected? And listen, like, it's hard because we saw a guy come off the street, off the couch last year on, you know, in the offense and, like, produce immediately. And it's fantastic. And I'll only speak for me because I don't know diddly about putting together an offense or what it takes to protect.
Were you a telecommunications major at Kent State? Because you guys are all coming out of the woodwork today. Thank you. Keep going. You know, sorry, Dels.
But it's like, I'm not blind. I see what we see, and it looks awful. Like, it looks completely awful. And please don't tell me that Kevin Stefanski all of a sudden forgot how to put together an offense. Because to me, he's a good, young, up-and-coming coach. And it's right now, it's looking awful. And, listen, I'll watch the Browns. I'll root for them until the day I die. But as a fan, it's a terrible look right now. All right, guys. Thanks.
Thank you.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
No argument. All right? No argument there.
I think the one part that he said is that I don't want to see Kevin become a kicker, right? Where they all of a sudden they're with their original team. Why are you looking? Are you looking at me like I'm crazy? Oh, I thought you were looking.
No, I'm looking at the schedule.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, Andy.
I take
a lot of things personally.
Oh no, sometimes you look at me like I'm crazy, and
well,
I'm like, okay,
for,
is what
usually
I'm saying
for good
crazy.
Reason.
Well, we've been doing this like longer than most marriages.
I just made Menigan snicker. Anytime I can get a snicker out of Dan, I'm happy. Even a Milky Way. Okay.
So my point is, though, I don't want to see
you owe a lap for that one.
I don't want to see Kevin Stefanski become a kicker where he's on one team and you wonder why it looked okay.
I want him to be here for 10 years.
I do too.
Make it 15. I want Tomlin.
I want us to be the Steelers as far as
exactly.
consistency with their head coaches. But
and front office. And front office.
And front office. And quarterback.
Can I?
Successful quarterback.
I don't want this. Everybody hates this, but I believe this stuff. They're 1-2, okay? You've got the Raiders.
Yeah.
You have the Commanders.
Are you playing the schedule game right now?
No, who looked really good against Cincy.
Right.
And you've got the Eagles coming up.
Okay.
If you go through these next three games and you don't win at least one of them, you got a problem. Big problem. Because that would put you, at 1-5? Whatever it is.
Well, you were giving me a second win there, right?
Even at 2-4, you kind of got a problem. So you've got to really win two of these next three games. And I think it's a 17-game season. Before any drastic conclusions are drawn, you've got to get through 5, 6, 7 games. However, with the issues the offensive line is having, Andy, there's an urgent need to get it right and get it fixed. And you know, like they just put Jermaine Ifedi on the roster, okay? Well, Jermaine was a first-round draft choice and has extensive starting experience in the NFL. It doesn't mean he's a great offensive lineman, but it certainly he's a pro. So put him in there and make it work. How do you make it work? That's for them to figure out.
Well, Kevin said so today.
They have to figure it out.
Yeah.
And Andy, teams deal with injured offensive linemen all the time.
This team
all
has.
The time.
Yes.
So, and not just our team, and they make it work, and that's what this team has to do. Figure it out.
Fred is in Cleveland. Hi, Fred.
Hello, Fred.
I'm feeling down, man, because
we all are.
You know, for the last few years, man, I've trusted you guys to give me honest truth about the Browns and where we're headed. And all I keep hearing and all I've heard was Super Bowl, Super Browns.
That's right? Wrong show, dude.
I listen to all three because I drive for a living.
Cool.
Right? And it's just like, I'm so bummed out, man, because, like, I had a cart full of Brown merch. I can't even pull the trigger on it, man, because my ideology of wearing losers apparel right now is just is bothering me, man. You know what I mean? Like, I can't even put on Browns gear. I remember when I was happy to wear Browns gear because I felt proud to be the underdog, and I knew every dog has his day, right? That's what I was told, man. But I knew back then I still felt good to wear that clothing, even though we were losing, because the talent we had just wasn't matching up with the talent in the league at that time.
Right.
Things shifted. We have talent now, and things are still the same. So please help me be able to buy this Browns merch. I know the Haslams want us to continue to buy merch. Right? They want it.
Fred, I'm going to give you one piece of advice today. For the next 24 hours, do yourself a favor. Go buy yourself some Guards merch just for this week.
You'll feel better. Guards merch, man.
There you go. Fred, thank you.
Merch. Aren't you guys hip?
We are. We're very cool. talk more about this. 216-474-0092, Baskin and Phelps.